Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. And actually, not only are we back, but Captain Kirk is back. Captain Kirk went out to space, and he is back. I know we were all kind of holding our breath a little bit. I believe William Shatner is 90 years old, and he has gone where no man has ever gone before. And now he was up there with women and Bezos, and he's a happy camper. He's a happy camper. So William Shatner, and I don't know if it was his lifelong dream. I mean, he was on probably one of the most successful TV series in history. I'm not talking Game of Thrones. You do wonder. Everybody seems to have a cameo in Game of Thrones. But Star Trek spanned multiple seasons, and then there was all these other extra series that came out with, you know, Deep Space Nine and Data and all sorts of... Star Trek just wouldn't stop. I wasn't a really big Star Trek fan because it came out a little bit before my time, and so I thought Star Trek was competing with Star Wars, and I'm like, nothing can compete with Star Wars, even though Star Trek preceded Star Wars. But as a young kid, I'm like, no. I am only Team Han Solo. Sorry, Captain Kirk, you just go away. And so I really wasn't as a kid, very interested in it. But now I really, really appreciate the shows. And I really appreciate what William Shatner's done. I appreciate what Jeff Bezos has done. I mean, Blue Origin sent four people back into space today, including 90-year-old William Shatner, Chris Boschusen, Glenn DeVry, and Audrey Powers, who is Blue Origin's vice president of mission and flight operations. They went up as well. And the crew went into the 60-foot-tall New Shepard rocket, which, yes, it looks like male organs. I'm still not sure why, but that's all everybody's talking about. But why not? I mean, I don't care. I mean, it can look like a booby. I don't know if I would go in it. I'm still a little nervous about going out in space. But you know what? If 90-year-old William Shatner could do it, I think we all could do it. He was overwhelmed with emotion when you see him come out of the little spaceship thingy, I don't know what it's called, the capsule that ends up coming to the ground with a, what do you call it, with a parachute. He comes out and he says, I'm so filled with emotion with what just happened. He actually broke into tears. He goes, I hope I never recover from this. So there were family and friends, and they had champagne showers and pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff. So Shatner said, you have done something. And he said, what you have given me is the most profound experience. I hope I never recover from this. He said that going from the blue sky to the blackness of space was a moving experience and made him wonder, is that the way death is? Yeah, it's really difficult to think that, you know, being 90 years old, you know you're facing your end much more than you're facing a future. And so, obviously, he's, you know, seen similarities with that. Shatner has now become the oldest person in space, eclipsing the previous record of Willie Funk, 87 years old, who went up with Bezos in July. There were 3 minutes of weightlessness and a view of the curvature of the Earth. I don't know if there was any cocktail service or peanuts or, yeah, I don't think, yeah. I don't know if there's even a bathroom. My guess is everybody goes, they go up there, and then I'd really like to know that, because that's my problem. As soon as I get on a plane, I have to go. And that would be a problem if I ever want to go in space. So, you know, it's interesting because, you know, here, you know, Captain James Tiberius Kirk, he stars in a TV show and he gets to go up into space. And I mean, if we could do that, You know, I kind of wish I starred, you know, on a TV show for years that kind of took place in Michael Fassbender's bachelor pad. So maybe I could go, right? We're going to give Dolly a few minutes in his bachelor pad. That'd be pretty, pretty cool. But all right, we're not going to go there. So anyway, the crew launched aboard Blue Origin's 60-foot-tall New Shepard rocket from the company's launch site 1. This was in Van Horn, Texas at about 10:45 Eastern time. And it lifted off. They went 350,000 feet above Earth's surface with a little over 3 minutes of the rocket launching. And Cortese, who is the Blue Origin launch commentator, said, "Welcome to space." And so you saw a white capsule hanging in the darkness of space. Four members floated in zero gravity for 3 minutes. I'm sure Captain Kirk said one of his famous quotes, like, to boldly go where no man has gone before. I'm sure he probably said something like that. They should have had him do that. Or beam me up. Cortese, like, beam me up, Mr. Spock. He had a lot of interesting quotes. But the entire trip lasted about 11 minutes. 11 minutes. He said, "This is nothing I've experienced before." Again, you're looking at pictures, and all you see is a male phallus-shaped spaceship. But apparently it did pretty well. And the crew was in their seats as they waited for countdown. It took about 3 minutes for the NS-18 to hit the 62-mile mark. It passed the Karman line, which is the edge of space. And they also got these little special challenge coins. I guess it represents belonging to an achievement, something great, only awarded to astronauts who pass training and are set to fly on spacecraft. So it's pretty cool. And, I think a lot of people aren't fans of Bezos. All I know is I really rely on Amazon. I really rely on that, especially with all the, you know, inflation and issues with COVID and stuff. So, you know, I am doing this. He definitely, you know, gets a lot of big thumbs up. I think it was really, really cool. I think he has pushed the limits, and it takes people that are that, you know, creative, that ambitious to just kind of push us to the limit. We have people now flying in space for fun. And this is something they want to plan to do, where the average human can go up into space, not just rich people. I believe they want the average human. Richard Branson beat him to the punch. But this is what these billionaires want to do. And I think it's cool. Still, you know, if I had a choice of 3 minutes with Michael Fassbender or 3 minutes in space, I'd probably do 3 minutes with Michael Fassbender. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So while Game of Thrones was huge, many of you had reached out and asked about dwarfism. And Peter Dinklage, who is one of my favorite actors, I loved him in Elf. I've loved him in multiple roles. You know, he, is a spokesperson and speaks a lot about dwarfism and is probably one of the most famous ones that we know. And it's a condition that we've spoken about on the show, but we have a lot more information. Actually, there are clinical trials that are out there now. And speaking on this is Amir and Munira Hader. They are founders of the Growing Stronger Research Fund and also parents to a child who have achondroplasia, which is the scientific term. Hi, Amir and Munira. Thank you for joining us.
And Dr. Dahlia, thank you for having us.
Wow, and so important as October is National Dwarfism Awareness Month. Are they going to eventually call it Achondroplasia Month, or is it still politically correct to use the term dwarfism?
Dwarfism is just fine. People with dwarfism also like to be referred to as little people.
It's because we want to make sure we don't, you know, say anything inappropriate. But you have an amazing, amazing child, Amin. You know, talk to us about your guys' journey.
Yeah, thank you for that. I like to think of my journey as a parent of a child with achondroplasia in phases. Phase one was really the shock and grief that came from the uncertainty associated with the diagnosis. Phase two involved me rolling up my sleeves and getting my child the right medical care that he needed. In his case, it was ear, nose, and throat care, orthopedic care, and neurosurgical care. And phase three involved really just going back to the business of raising my child. Amin is 13 years old. He's bright, funny, loving, and I hope to raise him as a child as a kind human being. And that's really important to me because he's experienced plenty of his share of schoolyard bullying because of his physical difference. So I hope to raise him to be accepting of other people's physical and other differences.
Mm-hmm. You bring up a great point. It isn't so much just a matter of size and scale. There are multiple other medical issues that could come with it. You know, spinal stenosis, compression of certain nerves and inability of some organs to grow. How has his medical course been?
Yes, in Amin's case, the surgeries he's had have been around his ENT or ear, nose, and throat issues. He had sleep apnea, as a result of which he had a tonsillectomy. The adenoidectomy also happened early on to help with his chronic ear infection. Neurosurgery monitored him for hydrocephalus, which is fluid retention in the disproportionately big skull, and also for brainstem compression. Orthopedics monitored him for spinal stenosis, as you mentioned, which is the pinching of the spinal cord at its base. Also, in the early years, there was kyphosis, the outward curvature of the lower spine, and later on, lordosis, which is an inward curvature of the spine. He has bowed legs, not bowed enough for surgical intervention, but again, he's being monitored.
That's fantastic. And both you and Dad are of average height, correct?
That is correct. In our case, his was a random genetic mutation.
Exactly, exactly. And how tall do they expect him to be?
His projected final height is 4 feet, 3 inches. However, he is currently enrolled in drug trials because of which his height is projected to be more than that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Dad, how you doing? We moms will talk about our babies. We'll talk about our babies as the day is long. How you holding up with everything?
It's very good, very good. You know, we're just proud to have Amin as our son. He's an active boy. He is part of Boy Scouts. He did a mile swim. Now we're all very proud of him, and he's very proud of.
Yeah, my boys were in Boy Scouts, too. We wanted them to learn how to, camp and a lot of the survival skills. And there's just, it's interesting. You touched upon, Mom, some of the bullying. Kids can be really, really mean. Are you noticing in this day and age that schools and kids are better at holding back? Or is it just as when we grew up?
I think things are becoming better. I think as a society, we're becoming more accepting of differences. But I think there's a lot of work to be done. And I want to encourage parents of children with all kinds of differences to be proactive about creating these kinder communities. I mean, the work has to be done by us also. So in Amin's case, speaking to his peers, going to school and making relevant presentations has made a difference. And then we've also empowered Amin to stand up for himself and to really, you know, kids by in their very nature are not cruel. They're just curious and can't usually find the right words to express their curiosity. So really, if you address that with the right, you know, education, a lot of problems get solved.
Exactly, that's true. You know, I notice with some kids, they're afraid to say something, they're afraid to talk about it, and then they say the wrong thing. And so sometimes it helps to say, talk about it. Just talk, you know, so sometimes allowing that conversation to happen will minimize some of the wrong verbiage and the indirect bullying as well. That's a good point you bring up. So achondroplasia is the most common form of skeletal dysplasia. It occurs in 1 out of every 25,000 births. And we're talking to Amir and Munira Haider, who are founders of the Growing Stronger Research Fund. Amir, when did you first notice signs? I know your son was, Amin was diagnosed at 9 months. When did you notice maybe some differences?
I would say really just right after birth, we could, he had a larger head and shorter limbs, but we could not, we of course, we were just parents. We didn't know what particular condition this could lead to. So, but Amin, as I was mentioning, you know, the complications in this condition can vary quite a bit. So I think he's on the lower complication side, so we didn't see much of many issues until we, of course, got the diagnosis at 9 months. And then after that, you know, the multiple doctor visits and geneticist visits came mm-hmm. through, and as Munira mentioned, you know, we just didn't know what was going to happen, so we had to really just wait and see see what, how many complications appeared.
Mm-hmm. So how could my listeners help you both? You found the Growing Stronger Research Fund. What can we do to help?
Be awareness, as Munira also alluded to, you know, folks who have any type of physical difference, really going into schools and talking to parents and, you know, Boy Scouts and wherever it may be, educating folks about what is the condition and how it happens and what are the limitations around it. So that really helps me. It really makes a world of difference in terms of how children treat each other and confidence for the child. And the other one is, you know, visit our website to learn more. Our website is www.growingstronger.org. And there you can find a world of resources. And if you're interested in supporting us, you can also find a link there to do so.
Okay. I think that is fantastic. And in the final minute, talk to us about the clinical trial he's in.
Amin takes a daily dose of the medicine as an injection. In my opinion, he's getting stronger and sturdier as a result. At Boy Scout camp, he swam a mile. His daily functionality in a world designed for average height people has improved drastically. We're supportive of treatment research and options, but still in our home, we don't obsess over his height. We're most interested in raising a young man that's tall in character.
Mm-hmm. So true, so true. All right, listeners, go to growingstronger.org, growingstronger.org. Thank you, Amir and Munira. Bless you for all you do, and give Amin a big hug for me, okay?
Will do. Thank you, Dr. Dahlia.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254. We're going to take your calls and your comments.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After being delayed for a day for weather, the Blue Origin's New Shepard flight has launched from West Texas.
Minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Command engine start. 2, 1.
Traveling just over 351,000 feet above the launch pad, the booster rocket returned safely with a perfect landing. The capsule with the astronauts, including William Shatner, deployed three parachutes and landed perfectly as well at 11 a.m. Eastern.
How about that, guys?
How about that, guys? That was unlike anything they described.
The mission marked the sixth non-governmental suborbital spaceflight. Coachella Festival attendees will no longer be required to be vaccinated against the coronavirus to gain entry into the popular California Music Festival near Palm Springs. USA Radio News. The pandemic is changing the way Americans view retirement. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A new survey from Northwestern Mutual found that the pandemic is forcing 35% of Americans to change their plan regarding retirement. Most of those surveyed say they'll retire later than planned, while some will step away from their job even earlier than expected. The financial services company also found the average age of expected retirement is just below 63 years old. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In a slap to the face of climate change theorists, China has announced plans to build more coal-fired power plants and has hinted it will rethink its timetable to slash emissions. After a meeting of Beijing's National Energy Commission, the Chinese Premier Li Keqiang, in a statement, said China stressed the importance of regular energy supply after much of the country was plagued into darkness by rolling blackouts that hit factories and homes. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Marin wants to know if the boosters are included in the vaccine mandate. No, you do not have to get a booster yet. Vaccine mandates are only for the first shot, for the first two shots of a Pfizer or Moderna or one Johnson & Johnson. If you are at high risk and you have not had your booster, that is not supposed to, I hope not, but from what I'm understanding, it is not supposed to prevent you from your liberties and your constitutional rights and your rights to eat and get a college degree and be on a plane, etc. So, no, don't panic. If you haven't gotten your booster yet, you shouldn't be. Nobody should be discriminated against, but you shouldn't be discriminated against with the mandate. You know, if you are at high risk, we are recommending booster. You know, if you are over 65, I also recommend you talk to your medical provider. We do know that Pfizer has waning immunity much more dramatic than some of the other vaccines out there. So if, you know, based on if you have Moderna or Pfizer, your doctor might say, look, go get an extra boost. But in terms of mandates, right now all they're looking for is the first two shots, which, again, kind of makes us scratch our head, because if you have somebody that had COVID and has some pretty strong, you know, immunity still, and somebody who has waning vaccine immunity, why does one person get kicked out of the stadium and the other person not? So I hope that answers your question. Keep your questions coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or, of course, you could email us at drdahlia.com on our contact page, and you could email or you could send us messages through Twitter and Facebook, Dr. Dahlia. So the FDA yesterday announced authorizing three electronic cigarette products. I guess vaping is okay now. Well, it's not okay. I think vaping still has risks. But the FDA has authorized the marketing of the VUs or the VUs Solo closed ends device. So I know, you know, one of the biggest popular ones was Juul. But I guess the VUs Solo, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, is a pretty popular one. But that's the one that got the FDA approval. Why? Well, it's based on the marketing. They can't do the flavored products. But as long as it's a tobacco-flavored e-liquid pod, the VUs Solo Power Unit, VUs Replacement Cartilage Original 4.8% G1, and the VUs or VUs Replacement Cartridge, Original 4.8% G2. Those are the only three products right now that have gotten, quote-unquote, FDA approval to move forward with marketing, and they are going to pull it the second they think kids or people who weren't prior smokers are going to be using them. This is strictly being allowed to allow people who are currently heavy smokers to get off smoking. No yummy flavors thus far allowed. The FDA even states that they are aware that 10% of high school students who vape use these products. But they believe that because they're not going to be candied flavors, that they'll use them less. I never vaped. I wish I tried one of those. I heard there was like a strawberry daiquiri flavor. Oh, dang. You know, that's... You know, what's interesting about that is, you know, and I don't smoke, you know, I don't vape, but I wonder if a good amount of people, and I don't know what the flavor was, if the flavor actually was that intriguing and tantalizing. I don't think it was, but I think you have a lot of people that have a sweet tooth. You have a lot of people that have been snacking, and so they would go to the vape so they wouldn't eat. I mean, that's how people stayed slim, Virginia Slims. That's how people stayed slim. They smoked. I told you, I had patients who I would try to, you know, help them quit smoking. And one lady finally said, look, Dahlia, I could quit any day. I don't want to. And I'm like, why don't you want to? And she said, because how do you think I stayed skinny? How do you think I stayed slim? And so you're like, ooh, okay, well, and that's what people did. They, you know, in the 40s and 50s and 60s or 20s even, they started to get a little hungry. They would go out there and smoke. And so one of the reasons why obesity rose is not only is the nicotine maybe a short-term anorexic, and, you know, maybe some people felt their metabolism went up, but it's because they wouldn't eat. Rather than sticking food in their mouth, they would stick this in their mouth. And so a lot of people then turn to vaping to do the same thing. And if you have flavors, then you could get, you know, people probably thought they could get that sweet tooth taken care of. The problem is now you have a huge addiction to vaping products. So according to the FDA site, They say the FDA is aware of the 2021 National Youth Tobacco Survey, found approximately 21% of high school students who currently use e-cigs named Vuse as their usual brand. The agency takes these data very seriously and considered risks to youth when reviewing these products. The evidence also indicated that compared to users of non-tobacco flavored ENDS products, young people are less likely to start using these products. I'm going to now paraphrase because it's long, because they're not doing the fruit and the candy or mint. Menthol, by the way, is still being considered. They are currently looking at menthol studies. So the views, however you pronounce it, marketing campaigns are going to be monitored very closely. And if there is a significant increase in use by non-using tobacco users, including use, authorization is going to get pulled. So when we look at vaping, and we'll speak a little bit more about this, you know, what concerns do people have? Well, you know, I personally, I'm not a fan of nicotine, and I told you guys about this. When I was in medical school, they taught us that nicotine in and of itself can be carcinogenic. And you're like, well, how? Nicotine isn't the tobacco product. Nicotine, well, because nicotine paralyzes the cilia. The cilia is those little brush border, those little, you know when you see underwater and you see an anemone, anemone or whatever those are? You know where they kind of flow and they, okay, the cilia look like that. And so as pollutants go down into your lungs, the cilia spew it back out. Well, I was taught in the 90s that nicotine helps paralyze that. So now crap can get into your lungs and you don't seem to spew it back out with this brush border and you end up then having it deposit in the lungs. Dr. Moon Chong Tang and his colleagues exposed mice to e-cig smoke during a three-month period, 5 days a week for 3 hours a day. They found that mice, compared to those breathing filtered air, had DNA damage to their cells in their bladders, lungs, and hearts. The amount of nicotine inhaled was approximately 10 milligrams per milliliter, what dose would be commonly consumed by many humans who vape. That dose. So they looked at human bladder, lung cells, and they found tumor cells were available to grow more easily once exposed to nicotine and vaping chemicals. Then in 2019, there was a study that looked at e-cig smoke increasing bladder cancer. I don't want bladder cancer. Back in 2015, University of Minnesota identified chemicals in e-cig vapor. They found formaldehyde, acetaldehyde, acrolein, toluene, metals. These are things that are carcinogenic. They're toxins, you know, and so obviously it's these things aren't 100% benign. Now, mind you, people want to quit smoking. I, years ago, was completely fine with a very short term, stint of it. But if the average person is still addicted to nicotine and they're just not being able to overcome and they start vaping for months, now, there's not enough science to know how bad it is. You also have lead, nickel, manganese, chromium, arsenic. John Hopkins found those metals in vape fluid. Why? Because the heating coil element starts leaking metals. So these are things that sadly can affect the lungs. We're going to be probably speaking more about it as we get more information on it. But finally, there is a lethal dosage of nicotine. 30 to 60 milligrams for children. 30 to 60 milligrams, whereas adults could be up to 100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, this Gabby Petito case has been just awful, just tragic from the start. And I know it's highly publicized, and I believe that there are so many more out there, that so many sad crimes and domestic battles and domestic abuse and rapings and things that are out there that you know, don't get, you know, attention either. That is very frustrating for those waiting for their family members to be found. But that still doesn't take away how tragic what happened to Gabby and why we talk about it. And Gabby Petito was found to have been strangled. And this happened possibly hours after
or days after police had been called to a domestic dispute between Gabby and her fiancé, Brian Laundry. And so this is so highly talked about, one, because it's a shame to see any young child, young girl, you know, die, be found dead. But two, how many times have we heard of people being killed? And I'm not accusing Brian of it, but we've heard of killings happen in domestic situations, domestic relationships, and there were these warning signs. And we've spoken about this on the show. And so, you know, when, you know, possibly her life could have been saved that day if the troopers separated them and said, look, we'll take you home from here, and you know, you could go back, and, you know, and, but sadly, here she is, she's dead, she was only 22 years old. But in the news yesterday, the coroner, Dr. Brent Blue of Teton County, had revealed that her cause of death was strangulation. And he had also revealed that her body had been found at least 3 to 4 weeks after she was killed. And so many of you have kind of reached out going, how do you tell? How do you tell? And so it's kind of graphic. But, you know, so for those of you that, you know, don't want to hear graphic content, I'm going to talk about what happens to the body and how we could tell sometimes to the hour of how long somebody has been deceased. So forensic experts, you know, rely on a whole bunch of tools and a whole bunch of technicians to evaluate. And so the decomposition of a body goes through stages. And so immediately when somebody dies, you start to cool within the first hour. And our normal body temperature is, what, 98.6. Now, remember, these are rough estimates. But our body ends up cooling about, I think initially, about a degree or two right off the bat in that first hour. And then it linearly starts to cool down about, I think, 1.5 degrees Fahrenheit per hour. When that happens, it does rely on ambient temperature, other conditions. You might cool faster in the cold versus the heat, depending on your clothes, things like that. But still, roughly, if they find, let's say, somebody who died, and it was that night, they could pretty much tell by the hour, depending on what the body temperature is. If the body temperature is found to be 94 degrees versus 88 degrees, then, you know, until, of course, the body cools to ambient temperature. Another thing that happens is something called pallor mortis. Within the first 15 minutes to 30 minutes, you lose that shine. You lose a pinkness, and you actually start getting pale because blood isn't being pumped. And any oxygen reserves, you know, a lot of people's brain are still active sometimes at time of death. The skin is going to be one of the last organs to receive perfusion. And so you actually see something called pallor mortis that happens. Mortis, death, the pallor. Then by hour three, your muscles will start to stiffen. And this is where rigor mortis steps in. And rigor mortis is the tightening of muscles. Now, in order for muscles to relax, it takes an energy process. Also, for muscles to tense, it takes an energy process. So it actually is an active living sort of function for your muscles to relax and not be stiff, so you could move your arms and legs, etc. When rigor mortis sets in at the 3 hour mark, you start or begins to tighten. That tightening can last up until 36 hours as these muscles, they can't relax. Then the ATP is used up, energy reserves are used up. The muscles end up going limp again after 36 hours. So if we see a body that is kind of contorted, we know we're in that 36-hour realm. Also, we could tell by the color. We could also tell by the temperature. Then you have the blood starting to pool. At about 6 to 12 hours, commonly on average 8 hours, you start to see something called livor mortis. That's where you start to see reddish and blue pooling of blood, because by gravity, it'll just go to the extremity. So if somebody's, like, I don't know, lying on the ground, their back bottom area, back of the neck, is going to start looking dark. And that's, so that can kind of also tell that this has been a body that's been there for hours. The enzymes, sadly, might still be functioning, and as there's no circulation and there's no oxygenation, carbon dioxide builds up, and then it becomes more acidic, and so cells start to die, cells start to lyse. And again, I'm sorry if this is kind of graphic, but sadly, this is what happens to our bodies when they die. The body also starts to dehydrate. And so people always say, Dr. Dahlia, your hair and your nails grow after death. No, they don't. Hair and nails don't grow after death. What happens is you have a lot of turgor. You have a lot of fluid in your body. Well, once you start to dehydrate and you lose circulation, the skin around the nails and the skin around the scalp shrink. So it looks like the hair is growing because more of the root is exposed. Same thing with the nail. Once your fingers shrink, the nails look longer. But your nails and hair do not necessarily grow, but they will look longer. Then you go through the stage of bloating. So you have bacteria in your body, and that bacteria, it still stays alive. That bacteria still makes gas. They make carbon dioxide, hydrogen sulfide, methane, nitrogen. And so the body in stage two starts to bloat. You have air that's escaping, bowel wall that's breaking down. You have the gases from the bacteria because your body usually cleans that up. And so by stage two, you'll start to see gas and odors and stuff come out of orifices like nose and mouth, rectum area, etc. And so this might start to happen, and the bloating will usually happen days after somebody has died. And then you have the active decay. And the active decay is where the body becomes severely discolored, the tissues begin to liquefy, the body loses much of its mass. And then I know this is gross, but insects come into play. So if there's somebody that's in the woods, you're going to see maggots, you're going to see flies, there's going to be certain insects. And those insects will feed on the body. So you could actually tell by the type of insect that's feeding how old a body is. And so 10 to 25 days after death is the period of active decay. After that, the maggots will go. And certain flies will go, and then you'll start seeing beetles and these other sorts of insects that come into play, because now you have the tougher tissues, you have the tendons, you have cartilage, bone. And so insects that could feed on that will then take over once these other insects have gone. And so depending on the type of bugs we see, forensic entomologists, and now obviously forensic experts can tell, that you were now at the 30 to 45 day mark. And then you have the final stage, which is the skeletonization. That's where the skeleton, it starts to change color. It starts to degrade. And even though bones can last for years, the bones go through a degradation process also. And so that's usually at second month mark. So that's kind of, I know, and I'm sorry, it's just so tragic to think of anybody dying, and that's what happens with their body. But that's kind of what happens with the decay. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, don't go away.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.